Therefore, he's able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Whenever the citizens of Gotham City got into trouble, they called on the one man that can save them from distress. When some strong supervillain came into the city and things got out of control, Commissioner Gordon did the one thing that always bought them security. He would call upon the savior of the city by putting out the bat signal. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Batman, compared to any other superhero, is different. He doesn't have any special powers like the rest. He can't fly, nor does he possess any supervision. He's not bulletproof like some, and he certainly can't run as fast. But the one thing you could always count on is that he will always come when called upon. When he was called to intercede on behalf of the commissioner to save his citizens, he would go into the Batcave where Alfred outfitted him with everything that he needed to save people from their storms. Batman was an ordinary man, but when he put on that bat suit, he became a powerful force. Jesus Christ, who is our mediator, is what stands between us and the safety and security of the Father. Whenever we get into a jam and are in need, we do the same thing that Commissioner Gordon does. We call on the Savior. But this Savior is not like the one we see on the movie screens. Our hero is true in will. He takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. When we call on his name, he goes to the Father on our behalf, asking for his blessings and his covering for us. He sits at the right hand of the Father, always speaking on our behalf. When he dispatches his mighty angels, heaven and earth stand still because he is the Savior. Bruce Wayne is fully human. He's an ordinary man just like you and me. But when the call comes, he becomes a force to be reckoned with by taking off the old and putting on the new. Jesus Christ is fully human and fully God, and he possesses all power all the time. He's of a better nature and character. He's the high priest, and because of the finished redemption, he is perfection. Whenever storms arise, he's there as his promise to never leave us is true. Out of his mouth comes peace as he speaks calm to our storms. Because he's an everlasting priest and has made true atonement for sin, he's able to save us from all sin in all places at all times. Under any circumstance or condition, the salvation has come from God by him. In this time, our culture seems to be obsessed with superheroes, and the basic concept is that they do battle with and against some form of evil. Batman constantly went up against the Joker. The way that he fought him made him special, as he was able to do things normal people cannot do. Again, I mentioned that he was no superhuman powers that he had, but he's intelligent and his fighting skills were top notch. But compared to Jesus Christ, he's small fry. Because he has perfect power and lived the perfect life, he was a perfect sacrifice with the perfect appointment. And Jesus, not only do we see his power, but his love as well. God loves his Son with a perfect love, which means if we love him, then he will save us from any enemy that we face. There is nothing that is more powerful or stronger than the love of our Heavenly Father. And it's through him that we can live forever, because he saves completely and he saves all those who call upon his name. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Jesus is the real and true superhero as he battles with the forces of evil that are spiritual. He saves only those who come to God by him. For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but those spiritual forces in high places. What is my time? I pray that you have a blessed week. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. One love, 5 minutes.